hash browns and homemade biscuits. Sweetheart, I love it. Wait a minute. Did you wreck the car again?
Carl, there's no ulterior motive. It's simply an I love you breakfast.
Well, I love you too, sweetheart. And I'm sorry for being so suspicious.
Oh, that's okay. I invited my boss to your poker game.
I knew there were some strings attached.
But Carl, my boss loves to play poker. You need another player, and I want to suck up.
Harriet, I hardly know the guy.
Carl, if I have to go back and tell my boss that he can't play, he's going to be very unhappy with me.
Oh, all right, he can play.
Thank you, Carl. I owe you big time.
Well, you can start by getting me another biscuit.
Can't, late for work.
Steve.
Live and in person.
Why aren't these bugs somewhere under a rock where they belong?
Oh, because Bugs and Hugs is coming to see you.
Bugs and Hugs?
Oh, yeah. She's a bug collector. I met her over the internet.
Wait a minute. You insect people get together on your computers?
Oh, yeah. Why, we even have our own chat room. It's called the Beehive. I met Bugs and Hugs there. Her real name is Agnes Pritzker.
Agnes?
Woof, woof, woof. Bow, wow.
Now, stop that. Now, Agnes is going to be here, and she's coming to swap critters with me.
Oh, well, I'd love to stay and meet your bug chick, but I got to go do anything else.
Well, don't you worry, my little dung beetle. You're not going, you're just for showing.
I'm Agnes.
Hold the mayo! You're Bugs and Hugs?
That's right. And you must be Larva Dude.
And Fatootaloopy.
Is anything wrong?
No. It's just that I've never seen a bug collector with shaved legs before.
You've never met a female bug collector?
Oh, plenty. Just not one with shaved legs.
Oh, wow. Oh, your Supremus fembiatus is magnificent.
Oh, thank you. I take pride in my carrion clown beetle.
Where did you find it?
Okay. And a dead fish on a riverbank, right next to a badger dropping, shortly after brunch.
Oh, you are so lucky.
Okay.
Would you consider trading your clown beetle for a Chrysophora chrysochloa?
Why, you have a glorious scarab?
Mm-hmm. This little fella dropped out of a tree and landed right here.
Lucky bug.
So, do we have a trade?
Why, is the Jerusalem cricket a ground dweller?
Great. Well, I guess I better run. I'm late for a party.
Well, thanks for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure. It was nice to see the face that goes with the screen name.
Oh, well, it was nice to see your face and all that great stuff that holds it up.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Agnes?
Yes?
Oh, I hope I'm not being too forward, but You sure are a pretty lady.
Why, thank you. And that wasn't forward at all.
Now?
And I happen to think that you are a very attractive guy.
You do?
Thank you.
You know, it's strange. We just met, but I feel this chemistry between us.
Me too. It's like an electricity.
You know what I think?
What?
It's passion.
Oh, my.
Sometimes passion needs to be expressed.
Your eyes.
See only you.
Oh, your body.
It's here for you.
Your lips
are aching to be kissed. Steve. Steve. I said I guess I better run. I'm late for a party.
Oh, right, yes. Thank you. Party. Yes. Oh, I did.
It was nice to meet you, Larva Dude.
Oh, it was nice meeting you too, Bugs and Hugs. Whoa.
Where's this Niedermeyer guy?
Oh, he'll be here any minute. Hey, and guys, remember, he's my wife's boss, so be nice to him.
How come? You're my boss, I ain't nice to you.
Well, that's because you don't know any better.
You guys bust me up. A couple of cookie vacuums for sure.
Nick Niedermeyer. Sorry I'm late. Stopped off to get a pizza.
Oh, great. Where is it?
Ate it. Hey, pigeons! Nick Niedermeyer. I'll spell it for you later when you write me those hefty checks.
I choked on my chiclets.
Nick, this is Sergeant Willie Tannen.
Hey, Willie.
And this is my neighbor, Zuhair Budo.
Zuhair Budo? That's not a name, that's an eye chart.
Is this guy trying to pull my neck?
Well, this is Charlie Sullivan, the assistant coroner.
Two more murders and I get my 300 dead guy pin.
Yeah, good luck.
Enough chit-chat, let's play poker.
All right. Okay, fellas, the stakes are 50 cents, a dollar, and 5,000 on the last card.
What stakes? Come on, let's put some serious money on the table.
No, this is just a friendly game.
Can I deal? Thanks. I see your five. And raise your five.
I fold. What is so funny?
All I had was a 10 high. What'd you have? Pair of kings! I bluffed you, pal. You should have stayed in.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Nick.
You know, I may have to rename my house Chateau Winslow. Because you're buying it for me!
This game has taken a dark turn.
So, Carl, how's the game going?
Oh, just fine, sweetheart, just fine.
Are we in the same game? He's a loud, stinky man.
Relax, Zuhair. Just like I told my wife, everything is just fine. Mm-hmm.
safe.
Hand an arrow with me.
Lucky guess.
Now, Lara. I need some advice.
Here's some. Burn the slippers.
No. I cheated on Myra.
You found another woman willing to touch you?
Yes. And her name is Agnes Pritzker.
Agnes Pritzker?
Oh, don't let the name fool you. Why, she's a humma humma whoa mama strip search me doll baby.
And a woman like that is interested in you because...
Well, we both love bugs. And she came over to trade some. And then, bam, I got hot.
You got hot?
Oh, Lara, I'm so ashamed. Oh, the things I did with Agnes in my naughty, naughty mind.
Wait a minute, back up. Did you say in your mind?
Oh, yes. I never actually did anything with Agnes. I imagined it.
Then you didn't cheat on Myra.
But I did. I lusted in my heart.
Steve, everyone has fantasies.
Oh, have you ever had fantasies about me?
Why are you so crazy?
Well, come on. You've had to have at least one fantasy.
You're right. I did.
Really?
Yeah. You were waving to me from the back of a moving van.
Howdy, ha, ha.
If you really feel like you've done something wrong, then I think you should tell her and get it off your chest.
Oh, but I might lose her.
That's just a chance you'll have to take. That's the only way you'll be able to live with yourself.
You're right, Laura. I'm gonna tell Myra. But if she dumps me, will you be my sweetie?
Well, you are really a trip.
Go ahead, think it over.
I bet five. Cool. Three kings. Good.
But not good enough. A flush.
You know, Carl, you got the wrong last name. It shouldn't be Winslow. It should be Wins Never.
Okay, guys, let's pony up for the food.
How much is it again?
$5 each.
That's not fair.
Why not?
Well, look at you. I could live a year on just what you spill.
The refreshments?
Well, Nick, if you feel that's too much, just put in whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Well, how about nothing? That'd make me feel real comfortable.
Such a romantic night. Stars, the full moon.
Now, sorry, banana butt. I'm preoccupied. I have a confession to make.
What is it?
I met a girl.
No.
Her name is Agnes.
Agnes? That's a stupid name.
I met her on my computer.
Oh, an internet tramp.
And now she came over to trade bugs. But the thing is, she was devastatingly gorgeous.
What?
Why, the next thing I knew, I was picturing myself giving her a big, juicy kiss.
You what?
Wow!
Even to her full front and center.
Uh-uh. Now, Myra, please calm down. Myra, what? Whoa! Myra, Myra, please just calm down. Myra, don't make me use this.
You're fantasizing about some cyberspace hussy?
Myra! Why, you're lucky that wasn't lit.
Why, you're lucky that wasn't you.
We have a problem. My boy!
Steven. Steven.
I said, I imagine myself giving Agnes a big, juicy kiss.
Oh, no biggie.
Come again?
Steven, you're a strapping young man with raging desires, and I can't control your fantasies. But if you ever act on them, I'll marry your ears home to Mama.
Owie!
After all, you're a macho piñata. With big prizes inside. And I'm not the only gal in line to smack ya.
Too true.
And besides, my job is to make sure your real life is a whole lot hotter than your bug bimbo fantasies.
So the black guy turns to the Pakistani guy and says, not in my neighborhood, you know. You guys will come to appreciate my sense of humor as the weeks go by.
Mr. Niedermeyer, the only thing that's gonna go by is you. Bye.
Huh?
Carl was nice enough to invite you into this game, and you've been acting like a jackass.
It's really okay.
No, it's not okay, Carl. I kept quiet last week, and I haven't said anything tonight. This poker game is important to you, and I messed it up by inviting this windbag.
Do I have to remind you who you're talking to?
No, you don't have to remind me of nothing. You may be my boss, but that does not give you the right to come into my home and be obnoxious to my husband and his friends. So go ahead. You're fine. But you'll never play in this game again.
You go, girl.
Believe me, I would fire you if I wasn't being transferred.
Transferred?
They're moving me to the automotive department.
So you can't fire me?
That's right.
Ah, so you have no authority over my wife whatsoever?
None.
Honey, I think Nick needs a napkin.
Oh, sweetheart. I do believe that you're right.
There we go. Ooh, watch that. There. Ah, there you go. Okay.
Bets to the bullet.
It's like playing with Maverick.